Okay, today is Daf Kuf Vav. We're on Daf Kuf Vav, like about 6-7 lines in, where it says Tana Rabbanan. And today she will be learning Le'ilu Nishmas Binyamin Ben Mordechai, whose yard site is today. The Daf is sponsored by the Silver family, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the family should only know from Simchas. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. It says, this Gemara is a little hard in the beginning, because just because it says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day? Yom. Doesn't say Zachar is HaShabbos. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. You ever wonder about that? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day. Zachrehu al Hayayin. Remember it on wine. Right? Says Tosvos in the fourth one. Zachrehu al Hayayin. Dizachir Ksib al Hayayin. Because there are two places in Navi where Zechira and wine are mentioned together. For example, Kiyayin Levanon Nazkira is one, and Dodecha Miyayin, your love is better than wine, right? V'hai Zechira, and this Zechira, Hainu Kiddush, that is Kiddush. Divayichulu Lomotzinu Alakos. You never say Vayichulu Alakos, Elabit Fila. Rather, Vayichulu is in davening. Kid Amar B'Shabbos. V'loniskin ala kos, the only reason why you say tfila, why you say vayichulu on a kos, is el lahotzi bana v'bnei beso, to include the wife and the kids, who don't go to shul Friday night, usually not. Uma sheragilu lomar vayichulu achar tfila b'kol ram. So why do you repeat vayichulu again after mishmon esrei? You just said it a minute ago. Why are you saying it again? Why are you saying it again?
You said it.
No. You say you didn't get it in shul. Well, you don't say Vayichulu on Friday night after Shmon Esrei?
Yes,
okay. Why do you do that? You just said it.
For the kids.
What do you mean the kids? You didn't get home yet.
Why are you saying
in shul? Yeah, why are you saying it in shul again? Why you just said it in Tav Shmon Esrei? They again? Think about that. When did they ever do that? What? Huh? That's not what the Gemara is going to answer. That's not what Tosfos is going to answer. He's not going to say anything about that thing with the Eidos. And therefore, you know, people, they dive into an essay, they go get somebody else. Not going to say any of that. Why did he say it again? For a very strange reason. Hainu Mishum, because Yontif Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Friday night is also a Yontif, then the davening is a Yontif davening, and then you don't say Vayechulu with Shmon Esrei. So in such a time, what happens once a year, maybe once every year and a half, you're going to have to say Vayechulu after Shmon Esrei, because it's still Shabbos. They made a Gzeira that one time, you do it every single Friday night, because you're going to do it once in a year and a half. Hear that?
Solid answer.
Right? Shemispal and Ata Bachartanu, because if it's a Yontif, we say Ata Bachartanu, we don't say Vayechulu in Shmon Esrei. The Ein Omer Vayechulu B'Tfila, you're not going to say Vayechulu in Davening. V'tiknu Nami Lomar B'chal Shabbosos, so therefore we made a Gzeira. Say it every Friday night after davening. Shalo l'chalek bin Shabbos l'Shabbos. So Friday night should not be different. You hear this? Right? By the way, what about other things that go on a Friday night if it's Yontif that make it different? For example, Nusach Hashanah does not say Kabbalah Shabbos at all. And Nusach Sarit says a very abridged. That's all Menhagim that came later. Right? You don't want to make a Gzeira. That didn't make it, and it's made it. So Vayechulu, very machpid. We're going to make Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei every week of the year because of that rare time when it's a Friday night and it's Yontif. The Nira, then Tosfos goes on. The Kiddush, now, the question is Kiddush D'Oraisa or is it the Rabbanon? Now, it says Zachar Shalom Shabbat V'Kadsho. Is that just the actual mentioning of Kiddush? Is it the wine also? Is it both? Is it either? Is it only the mentioning of Kiddush? It's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas, right? That's why some hold. The Izra Beki Egu who says that saying good Shabbos can be yotze your Kiddush d'oraisa. Come on from shul. Oh, good Shabbos, my wife. Good Shabbos. Say that you yotze. Why? Because you had a mentioning of Shabbos. Zocher Shomer Shabbos Akatsha. Others say that will not work because you have to mention. It's Yes Mitzrayim, which you do say in Kiddush, which you don't say in Friday Night Davening, by the way. You don't even say it. You say Yes Mitzrayim in Berachas Kriyashma. That's going to connect to the Shmona Esrei. It's not such an easy connection. a big tumult, all a big tumult about all this.
How about Shabbat Shalom, Lamb Council?
No. Right. Venira the kiddush al yayin asmachta he it's an asmachta for ha the amar b'misha meso nashim chayavas b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. What about the Gemara that says that women are mechuyev in kiddush? Hayinu davi kiddush hayom. They're telling kiddush. Aval al yayin lo havi elam midrabanan. Yayin is only derabanan holds Tosfos. Kiddush is doraisa, but the wine aspect is a derabanan. We started off zachar v'zem v'shabbos l'kacho. That's an asmachta. Yeah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kiddush on Shabbos, right? You become a mitzvah d'oraisa. You don't realize that. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, the wine, that's a derabanan. We keep derabanans too. Most of the time we try, but you should just know for category's sake that the actual wine is only a derabanan. Okay. We can add that. So, Tosfos right here, there's a chock full Tosfos. Right, so what's the story with those people that they're machbid to always say vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei with another person? Right, so if, for example, they're davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, or the Chazan davens very fast, either one, and you didn't have a chance to say vayechulu with the Tzibur, and then you want to say vayechulu by yourself, so the Chazan says you can say it by yourself. There are people that are machbid to say it with someone else. They have who to rely on, because there is another Rishon, I forgot who, that said that the Ikar is that the second Vayechulu is B'kol Rum. There is a concept of B'kol Rum. So that the Tzibur, as a collective Tzibur, is giving Eidah, so to speak, on Vayechulu, on Maita Bereshis. So if you want to get someone else, people are machbid, you don't have to make fun of them, they have who to rely on, they want to say, you don't have to go bother somebody if you don't want to, you're not that kind of person, you can say it by yourself also, it's all good. It's all good. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Now, Ein Li Ela Bayom. I would only know, right? I would only know that you say Kiddush by day. Why? It says Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. Belayla Menayin. How do you know you say Kiddush by night? By the way, we're going to get to this. There is no Kiddush by day. There's no Kiddush. What is it? It's a Bar Priya Gafen. There is no Kiddush by day, which is a fascinating thing. The whole Bakar is Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. It doesn't say Zachar is a Shabbos L'Kacho. Zachar is Yom. There is no Kiddush by day. We're going to get to that. We'll wait a few minutes.
Why was Yom too?
Why did it say Zachar is a Shabbos L'Kacho? Why did it say Zachar is Yom HaShabbos? Anyway, the Gemara asked that question. Talmud Lomar, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. I don't know what that answer means. What does that mean? No, that was the answer. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. I think that the answer is L'Kacho, which implies both. That's what I think the answer is. Night and day. Belayla Menayin. How do you know the night? Adrab, just the opposite. Iker Kiddusha Belaylahu. Iker Kiddush is at night. Why is Iker Kiddush at night? Because that's when Shabbos begins. Begins at night. That's why the Iker Kiddush is at night. Begins at night. Kiddush Dechi Kiddush Tchila Yom HaBoy Kiddushay. When the day begins and the Kiddusha comes, that's when you have to make Kiddush, at night. Vesu, also, Belayla, Menayin, what do you mean, how do you know at night? Talmud Lomar, Zachar is Hayom. Zachar is Yom. Tana, Mihadar, Alayla. What does that mean? Tana, Mihadar, Alayla. V'karnasiv, Le'kra, D'yamama. Right? What does that mean? It's a question. We're asking about night and we enter the day. So Haki Kamar, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, Zachar al Yayin B'Knisaso. Like what you said, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos means the oncoming of the day of Shabbos. When does it begin? It begins at night. So there's no question. Ein Liela Belayla, that's only at night. Bayom Menayin, Talmud Lomar, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos. Bayom Mayim Mavarech, what do you say by day? What kind of bracha, what kind of kiddush do you make by day? Amar Yehuda, Bar Priya Gafen. You make a Bar Priya Gafen. The Rambam has a Lashon where he says, Bar Priya Gafen Bilvad. Bar Priya Gafen Bilvad. We'll get to the Psukim before Bar Priya Gafen in a minute, which, according to the Masifti here, should not say. Ravashi, that requires more research, but we'll get to it in a minute. Listen to the story. Ravashi, Ikla Lemachuza. Ravashi went to Machuza. Amrulei, Lakadosh Lamar Kedusha Rabba. So they talk, ah, Rabba, they were machabim. You say Kiddusha Rabba. What's Kiddusha Rabba? What's Kiddusha Rabba? Day Kiddush. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabba? So, what? That's one answer. One answer is a euphemism. That's not a Kiddusha Rabba at all. Just for a period of office. So we call it Kiddusha Rabba. That's one answer. The Rashbam doesn't give that answer. The Rashbam says that because Bar Priya Gafet is the universal bracha. Say the universal bracha. Sure does. It's Kiddusha Rabba. It's just Hagafet. So you say the Hagafet, you always say it. You say Hagafet by a Brit, and by a Chasana, and you say Hagafet Friday night, you say Hagafet by a Pidgin and a Ben. You always say Hagafet. Say the Kiddusha Rabba. That's the Rashbam's Rashbam. Says, or Priya Guffin, the car like Kiddusha, that Kulu Kiddusha Ka'amrile. Every time you make Kiddush, you say Guffin.
I also have making a Guffin,
correct. That's what Kiddush. Right? Okay, I hear him. That's what. And the third answer, the Tosfos Rid gives the answer of the euphemism. And the Rabbeinu David says, listen to this answer. The reason why it's called Kiddusha Rabba, it's a Sod Nelam. It's Api Kabbalah, it's called Kiddusha Rabba. What does that mean? I don't know. Anyway. So we're about Rashi, yeah, exactly. We just don't know.
Nikar Kiddush is really Friday night, but
Nikar Kiddush
is Friday night.
Nikar Kiddush is Friday night. Why? Because that's when Shabbos begins. That's when Shabbos begins. There is a concept that your Ikar Suda is Shabbos day. So if you have bought a special treat for Shabbos, you should really eat it by day. There is a story like that. There is a halacha like that. It was yesterday's daf. The Ikar Suda is by day. It wasn't in yesterday's daf. They pull it out of yesterday's daf. The Ikar Suda is by day. So if you buy a special treat, you should save it for the day. Most people don't act like that because by day already it's already everyone's Shabbos out by day already, right?
That's the
Shalom. Right. The Chamim, that's how it developed. The Ikar Suda is by day. But the Ikar Kiddush is by night. It's 100 times longer. So anyway, they were Mechavid Rav Ashi with Kiddush Rav. So, I don't know how this happened, but Rashi didn't exactly know what to say. So Savri said, "My new Kiddusha Rabba. What is? I don't know what that is." So Rashi said, "You know what I'll do? Michti. Kol brachas kol bar priya gafen. I'm sure I have to make a hagafen. That's for sure. So Amri bereisha Amar bar priya gafen. I'll say a bar priya gafen, and then I'll watch and see what people do. And if people start to drink, then I know that it's over, right? So Amri va'agid bay. I'll sit there. Chazi elahu saba. And sure enough, he saw this old man." The gachin v'shasi started to drink. So Rashi knew, oh, kari anashi, chacham ein aparosho. Look how smart I was. I was so smart that I was able to figure out it's just a hagafen. Asks Tosfos. The Tosfos, the last Tosfos in the...
I wonder how the story would end up differently.
Right. Well, that's why he's a chacham ein aparosho. He figured it out.
The old man wasn't there. He didn't done.
Well, there was somebody there. He wasn't making kiddush for nobody. So says Tosfos. One second. V'im tomar. Also, a very fundamental Tosfos. Beperek, we're not going to read the whole thing, we're going to read most of it. Beperek, Shlosha Sha'achlu, Amrinon, Ein HaMesubin Rishai Litom Ad Sheitav HaMavorech. No one else is allowed to eat until the Mavorech eats. What's going on here? How could he say the old man drank already before he drank? Not allowed to do that. Says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar. No. That rule. That you only allow, that no one's allowed to eat before the Mavorech eats only applies by Hamotzi. Not by wine. Which I think is the way we hold.
What?
Dahainu, where are you? Dahainu,
Daf. Makes kiddush, before he makes kiddush, you drink it already?
No, but theoretically you could.
Have you seen that?
So we'll talk to you in a minute. Dahainu, Dafka Bahamotzi. I'm talking about Hamotzi. Shetzarech Lechol, that you have to eat first. The Mavorech has to eat first. Kidamrina Beperek Ro Bezdin. Lo yefres adam prutul archin. Don't give out pieces of bread to other people. Ela imkid ochel imahen. Unless you're eating with them, hilchach tzarich lahamten ad sheitam ha-mavorech. You have to wait for the mavorech to eat. Aval kiddush she'ein chovas lishtos la-mavorech. There's no chiyuv for the mavorech to drink. There's no chiyuv. It has to get drunk. There's no chiyuv on you. Now you make a hamotzi, you have to eat it. There's no chiyuv on you. Therefore, ein tzarich lahamten. You don't have to wait. That's why the old man didn't wait. And Tosfos is going to refine it further. Umihu, however, be Yerushalmi debrachos amrav abba mishum rav, mesubin asurin litom ad shitav mavorech. No one's allowed to taste until the mavorech tastes. Rav Yeshua ben Levi amar shosin afal pi shelo shasa. You can drink even though the guy who made the kiddush didn't drink yet. So it seems to be a machlokes.
That's got to be the only bracha that way.
So, v'lo pligi, tana machlokes. Ma da amar Rav Abba, shkashay kulon zikukin, l'kot zechet. When do you not have to wait? When you have your own cup. And there are houses like that, right? With a bunch of kids, they'll come out, they'll give a hadaf and a little bit to everybody before Kiddush. Why? Maybe they're impatient, maybe the father, who knows why? Then they're allowed to drink before the Mavaris. Why? Because no chiyuv on the Mavaris to drink anyway, and they have their own wine already. However, if they don't have their own wine, then the Mavaris has to drink first. Right? So many times you have that. There'll be a Kiddush, someone's making Kiddush, and they already poured everybody. Everybody already has their own cup of schnapps or their own cup of Kiddush. So they already have. Why? What? You see it all the time. You'll never see that by Hamotzi.
Not here.
You'll never see that by Hamotzi. Why will you never see it by Hamotzi? Because Hamotzi won't work. It's a chiyuv on you. Okay? Good? So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to make a berachas hanenin for somebody else unless you're also participating. Right? Unless you're also participating. I can't make a shahakal for you if I don't eat the apple also. Not the apple, the potato chips. Even if you don't know how to make a bracha. I can bench for you. I can make a bracha lula for you. Because the mitzvah, the only difference is hagafen now. Because hagafen is both. It's kiddush. That's a mitzvah. And we're going to see that in a minute. What?
You got young kids on Friday night.
No, Friday night's a different story. That kid's talking to the problem.
No.
There's no cookies there.
But technically, he's supposed to be drinking.
There's a separate problem. The kid's walking food up.
I understand that. He can't drink it.
He can't drink it because there's nothing else to eat there.
I said he can't drink it. He could have asked someone else to do it. Can't drink it. But once you made the broth, I understand. But what other broth? So I can't eat something, but I can make a broth for you for shackle? Doesn't exist anywhere else.
Right. Now, because the Gemara said that on Shabbos morning, the only Kiddush is Bar Pri Hagafen, what do you see from here? That Bar Pri Hagafen is Kiddush. If that's true, says the many Rishonim, the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So you're not allowed to eat before Bar Pri Hagafen. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. I'm not talking about having a coffee, that's what you're allowed to do. Now, hopefully. Now. Yeah. Now, the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, No. There's no such thing as Kiddush by day. What is it? It's only Hagafen. What kind of Kiddush is that? What is it? There's a chiyuv because of the chashivas of Shabbos to make sure your Shabbos meal starts with wine. If that's the case, then you're allowed to eat before Davin. Why? Because there's no such thing as Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. They called it Kiddush. What is it? It's Hagafen. What's the raya? It's not Kiddush. The raya is, you're not saying anything except the Hagafen. According to the Ravid, you're allowed to eat before davening. And we don't hold like the Ravid. But there is a Ravid that says that. Fascinating how we got to that.
Many people hold by the Ravid.
What? Many people hold by the Ravid.
Yes.
What? That what? Oh, so those what?
The Taz
that
says that.
That what?
You're allowed to eat before
Kiddush. Maybe the Taz holds like the Ravid. Because it's not Kiddush. Shabbos morning is no Chiyuv of Kiddush. What is there? There's a Chiyuv that all your Tzudos on Shabbos should start with wine. And you can't drink wine without making Hagafen. That's all the Gemara means by this.
What is it based on? Is there no Tima before Kiddush?
The halacha is you're not allowed to take care of your own Tzurachim before you daven to Hashem. That's why you can't eat before davening ever.
Before davening.
You're going to wake up in the morning and make Kiddush? You have to daven first. So that's how it comes out like that. So according to the Ravid, there's no issue. Why? There's no Kiddush. Now, if the Ravid's right, there are three nafkaminas. If the Ravid's right, there are three nafkaminas. Right? What are the three nafkaminas? You have to make a hagafen. If you want to eat before davening, then you must drink wine by Shal Shabbos. Suda of Shabbos has to be introduced with the wine. Who does that? Some people do it. But they don't do it because of that. They do it because it's enjoyable, but that's okay.
And even the people who do, they don't drink before, they're just in the middle.
Right.
We also had a whole thing we worked on that you're supposed to have...
Right, but not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning.
In the middle.
The first thing you do is you make a hagafen.
You make a mochi first.
Nobody does that.
In the middle, you drink some wine.
Say that again. Why must you have wine before Shabbos?
Because the reason why you have wine on Shabbos morning, it's nothing to do with Kiddush.
Right.
There's a special thing. Shabbos is different. Yeah. and you should have Shabbos wine by a Shabbos Suda. Why? Because it's Chashuv. You don't do that on a Tuesday. Shabbos, you do it. It's not Kiddush because you didn't say anything. All you said is Hagafen.
Every meal, wine.
So every meal should have wine. Shal Shuda should have wine. That's what? Right, that's number one. Number two is, if that's true, then you can't be motzi somebody else in Kiddush. Because it's not really Kiddush. It's just a Hagafen. And if it's just a Hagafen, you can't be motzi somebody if you don't drink. And number three is, then you can eat before davening. Right? You can eat before davening. Now, I don't know how, we don't really hold like the Raivin. If you want to hold like him, what can I say? I mean, you have a Raivin, you have a Rishon. I don't think Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like this. There is no Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. There is no, right? You're allowed to be motzi somebody else in Kiddush. All three things that we don't hold like. But people want to take this Raivin to, and go live with the Raivin, I guess there's worse things you could do.
We're going to Rambam, and Kiddush is just for
Rambam says Kiddush Bilvad, which leads to the next question. The next question is, what about saying these psukim before Kiddush in the day? Now, I looked in the back over here, and he quotes in the name of Kufav. He quotes, now, the reason I personally, and I think the reason why most people say the, how much you say, you could start, you could say 2 pages, and they say there's 2 pages over there. It starts with psukim from Navi. Nobody says that. Most people don't say that. Most people start by Vishamru or Zachar, or Al-Kain Beirach, even though it's the middle of a Pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. But where did these Pesukim come from? They came from the simple fact that otherwise the Kiddush is nothing. It's just a Hagafen, which is exactly what the Rambam said it should be, which is exactly what the Gemara says it is. There's nothing else, which led the Rambam to say there is not even a Kiddush. It's not even Kiddush. They called it Kiddush. It's not even Kiddush. So why do people say extra Pesukim? Because they want to give it some oomph. They want to give it some... They want to give it some chashiv, they want to give it some meaning. It's not just a bottle of wine. Shabbos is a Shabbos Suda. But he quotes over here in the name of the the Aruch HaShulchan says yes. Then he quotes over here in the name of Rav Sternbach, right? And Rav Chaim from Brisk, the Dekain Lomer Bayom, Bore Priya Gofen, Velo Lahakdim Shum Davar. No psukim. The diet came with Lashon HaRambam, Shekosav, Mitzvah Lavarach Alayayin Bayom HaShabbos Kodim Shiyitzo Tzud Shniya, V'zeh Nikra Kiddush Rabba, Mavorech Borer Priya Gafan Bilvad, V'shoseh V'yachar Kach Yitzel Yada V'yisod. That's what the Rambam says. Bilvad. And the Medayik, nothing else. What's the downside over here? Right? Why can't you say these psukim? Right? What's the downside? The downside is, explains Sternbach, if you say these psukim, it's so funny, because exactly why we say these psukim is Sternbach's reason why you shouldn't say them. Why? What's going on? Because if you say the psukim, you're showing, really, that those psukim is the Ikar Kiddush. What's a Hagafen? Hagafen is about wine. Right? It's exactly why you shouldn't say it, is the reason we say it. So it's amazing. Right? So it's exactly why you shouldn't say it. So I'm going to show it to the rabbi. I don't know what to do. I always bedafka say it, because otherwise, I say exactly for this reason. Well, otherwise, what? It's just Hagafen.
Exactly.
And Rabbi Sobolowski has a story that there was a real brisker. And he once told over the story. It was a real brisker, and he said a Hagafen. All he said was a Hagafen. And he got married, and all he said was a Hagafen. And as time went on, he started to add things beforehand. Because, you know, the kids are there, and you want to be more chashiv, and you got a little relaxed. And he started saying some sukkim beforehand, it gives a little oomph, it gives a little meaning, right? Just walk a Hagafen and drink wine, like, you know, it sounds so... But it's exactly why you shouldn't do it. It's amazing. Because right, then you think that's the Ikar Kiddush. And the Gemara said there's no Kiddush except for Hagafen.
Okay, so if that's the cause, what's the Makor to make Kiddush with Shehakol? Why are you allowed to make Kiddush with a Schnapps?
That's something else.
What is it?
Because there's a Taz that says that normally everything has a shear. Right? So what's the shear for making a Bracha Achrona? The Taz says it by Bracha Achrona. What's the shear? A Revius! The Taz says that schnapps is so strong that you'll make a bracha achrona even if it's not a reviyah.
No, but that's the reason for the wine. No, the reason for the wine is the chashivus.
The chashivus is making borek from the government.
Right.
You're supposed to be making borek from the government. What are you doing? Saying schnapps.
Yeah, right. Why is the chashivus of drinking schnapps?
Yoni, according to the Sturma, you're not supposed to say any psukim on Shabbos morning before Kiddush, just borek from the government. Because the Rambam has a lashon, borek from the government, bovad. And the Briskerov was medaktik, the Reb Chaim was medaktik, Bor Brigov and Bulvad. Why? Reb Sturmach explains. If you say the other took him, Al Kimbera, it shows that that's really the Iker Kiddush. And the Gemara today says, medaktik the opposite. The whole reason why we say those took him is medaktik the reason you shouldn't say them. I don't know what to do now.
Marsha Kohler Willard used to walk down the stairs to lunch saying Al Tsukim and time it right when he gets to the cup.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
By the way, I know somebody just said he mumbled the whole thing. This is Bar Pirgah.
It's fascinating. It's unbelievable. Exactly the reason we say it. It's the reason you shouldn't do it. Amazing. Fascinating. Okay. Very good. What?
Yosef does it also.
Right.
He mumbles the whole thing.
So, next. Now, where are we up to? Okay, we're a little behind. Ami b'nei Reb Chiya. Mi shelo hivdol b'matzah Shabbos. If someone did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, new topic. Mavdil b'holeich b'chol Shabbos kulo. He can make Havdalah the whole week. Ad kama? How long can you make Havdalah? Amar b'zera ad revi b'Shabbos until Wednesday. Just said the whole week. And then the Gemara asks, how long? Just said till the whole week. So it is over here that one of the points here, the Kisei Rachamim explained. No. The person, the same member was, he said the whole week. No, I didn't mean the whole week. I meant till Wednesday. Not that the Gemara is asking. He said it. The same Baal member said it. Regarding a get. If someone makes it tonight, I'm going to give you a get after Shabbos. What is that? It could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday are the days before Shabbos. Amr of Yaakov or Edi, Avalo al Ha'or. But you don't make a nair. If you make a kiddush on a Monday, by the way, it could happen very common if someone's an onin. If you're an onin on a Matzah Shabbos, you can't make Havdalah. Happened to me. Didn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. You have to make Havdalah during the week. That's fine. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday. But you don't make a or. What about Pesamim? Says Demiri, for sure not. So why don't we mention it? Because or, people experience or the whole week. When do you have Pesamim? Out of your way to get Pesavim. Or every day, every week, you wake up in the morning, you turn the light on, you make an R. So Kamash Malon, no, you don't make an R. Amar Bruna, Amar Rav, Hanot, okay, this is a whole complicated discussion about do you wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush, which Drama says to do, and many Yekis do it. Says the Gemara, Hanot El Yadav Lo Yekadish, don't do that. Right. Well, Amar Le Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Akati lo noch nafshidov. Nav's not even dead yet. And shachinu l'shmai today. You're already ignoring his. What he said? What did he say? Zimnin, sometimes. Tzagin havi kamei derav. I was by Rav. Zimnin, chaviva alei rifta. He wanted bread more than he wanted wine. He was very hungry. He's very interested. And mekadosh rifta. And he made a kiddush on bread. Zimnin de chaviva alei chamra. Mekadosh chamra. So he would wash the tefillin beforehand. So the answer is, if that's your minhag, that's fine. If it's not your minhag, that's not your minhag. But it's not that you're doing something wrong, chas v'shalom, the Ramah says you can do it like that. Okay? Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Tom ain't a makadesh. If you tasted, ain't a makadesh. In other words, if you come home and you eat before Kiddush, if you come home and eat before Kiddush, don't make Kiddush. You blew it. Right? So it explains the Dvar Shmuel, it's a, because of this knas, assuming that Kiddush is a Doraisa, the Chacham have the power. Why should eating beforehand have anything to do with your Kiddush?
So how about Kiddush Mokum Seuda?
No, you make Kiddush. So when a guy come home, but he has a piece of chicken, no, oh, now I'll make Kiddush.
You eat something in shul, you have Kiddush, you go home and make Kiddush again.
What do you have in shul?
Whatever, Mezorin.
That's fine. You're allowed to make Kiddush twice. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to make Kiddush twice, as long as it's Kiddush Mokum Seuda. We're talking about a guy who comes up from shul, doesn't make kiddush, never made kiddush yet, and sits down and has a piece of cake. Oh, now I'm ready to make kiddush. Now you know how to do. So if you did that, you can't make kiddush. That's because you started the heter. That's how you started the Heter. You started at 11 o'clock in the morning, right? I always say, his pigeon Aben, that little boy over there, was a case where he had it in the morning because it was in the middle of the winter. And that was exactly the reason we had the suda here, Friday morning. It was a Friday morning, not in the afternoon, because you wanted the Shabbos problems. Okay. Amar Huna, Amar Rav Ashi, Bar Minei Rav Chana Bar Chinna Me Rav, Huna, Ta Mashi Avdil. What about Avdallah? Amalei, Ani Omer Tom Avdil. It's okay. Rav Ashi Omer Tom Eino Avdil. No, if you eat before Avdallah, you also can't make Avdallah. Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Iklal Rav Ashi, Rav Yirmiya went to Rav Ashi, Ishtalei, some mishap happened, Vita Midi, and he ate something. The Tosfos says, but we know that people never, tzaddikim, are always guarded, they're always taken care of regarding issues of ochel. The Tosfos answers, it's only the food itself, not issues with zman. Right? Not issues with zman. That you're not protected. You're only protected on the food itself. Anyway, Havali Kasava Avdil, they brought him a kos and he made Avdallah. So Amri Leh, Debitsu, so the wife comes over, Fa'amalo Abed Hachi, but you hold allowed to do that? Amar Rav, Shavke, let him go. Kirabe Svirale. He holds like his Rebbe, it's okay. Amar, one more minute. Amar, what? Amar of Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Tom Ain Makadesh. If you taste, you can't make Kiddush. Tom Ain Avdil, and if you taste, you can't make Avdallah. For Rabba, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tom Makadesh, Vitam Mavdil. You can and you can. How do we pass it? That's a good question. So I don't know. I think you can. What?
You didn't answer Marcel's question about making kiddush on schnapps.
I don't understand the question.
No.
If the entire ikar is not the kiddush, but it's the geffen, is wine that you drink for the chashivus of Shabbos, what's the chashivus of drinking schnapps?
That's a great question. It's an excellent question.
Why many people don't do it?
No, but there's nothing wrong if you did it on a reviyah.
It's not geffen. You gotta make a burger and geffen.
So maybe, but it's chamar medina, right? If you have a reviyas of schnapps, everybody holds it's mutter.
Mutter, but that doesn't mean it's not the best thing.
So that's so you're asking the chamar medina question. So why is there a thing as a chamar medina? That's a good question. All right, it's a very good question. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Chodesh.
Good Chodesh.